Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who I would never kill off in a movie, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I mean, I appreciate that you would never kill me off. It's something to live off of. I'm doing okay. Yeah, you know, it's just been a busy weekend. That's how it goes.
Well, perfect. Yeah, it's been quite a busy weekend for me as well. Once again, every other week, I work 12-hour shifts during the weekend, so I have that going for me. And in between every 12-hour shift, I am editing the really big podcast that we've been working on. So I'm already 2 hours into editing it, and I think I'm maybe at best a third done editing. So I haven't even scratched the surface. So this weekend has pretty much just been working and editing. That's about it.
Yeah, sounds about right. It's been an interesting weekend. We obviously did about we got a big chunk of it out of the way, and we recorded it. It was like what, 4.5 hours?
We still got quite a bit to go. We're spending a lot of time together, me and Alex. So It's a bonding experience for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. Lots of bonding experience over a Google Hangout.
We can jump right into news here. We don't have too many news stories, so if it ends up being a bit shorter, we apologize, but, you know, wait a week and a half and I'm sure we'll make up for it. So as for stories, though, I really think the big one that has really spread out over the week, there's a big story that just came out today, obviously, but the one that's really been going out this whole week has been the Grammys CEO scandal. Have you heard about this, Alex?
I have not. Honestly, it's weird to start a story with the Grammy Awards when, you know, all our talk over the past few weeks has been movies.
Obviously, I've gone on record multiple times. I'm not a big music guy, so Grammys never really interested me. I don't listen to music at all, so I never even really considered us discussing it. The Grammy Awards itself is tonight. We're recording Sunday, so awards itself isn't even out yet. But there's been a whole mess of information that's been leaked over the last week. And it has all started with Deborah Dugan, who was the first female president and CEO, due to a backlash in 2018 about how there's not enough female artists and there's not equal representation. So Dugan pledged to bring diversity as a priority to the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And she was made the CEO a year ago.
Yeah.
All's fair. Everything sounds good. I definitely sense a little trend with this and the Oscars with a lot of debate about diversity. But from what I've gathered from this, this seems a lot more extreme. If you're a big Grammy fan, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I don't really know too much about the story, but I need to know the particulars to kind of understand what this is going to be about.
So she's going to be taken over for Portnow, I believe is how you pronounce his name. And she has signed a contract with the Recording Academy, and she has been noted to be making significantly less than Portnow is currently making as the current CEO. He was stepping down at the end of the year. And obviously, take this out of the way here, she no longer is the CEO, so she has come out over the last week with all of these accusations about what's been going on with the Recording Academy.
Mm-hmm.
She has revealed that on May 18th, of 2019, she had dinner with someone named Joel Katz, who was the general counsel for the Royal Academy, and she noticed that he was acting extremely inappropriate when discussing the diversity and lack thereof. And she even mentioned that at the end of the meal, he tried to kiss her, and Katz obviously has straight up denied all these accusations. Mm-hmm. And this kind of goes on for quite some time. She also mentioned that Portnow, the person that she's replacing as the CEO, he has some rape allegations, which he has claimed to be untrue and ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
So just a bit of some issues there. We'll skip on down to the end of the year, where was told that she is no longer permitted to hire or terminate staff members without the board's approval. And Dugan has responded with, well, as the CEO and someone that's supposed to be bringing diversity into the academy, isn't it going to be hard if I don't have the ability to hire the diversity? And she then came out to say that the 2019 Song of the Year category for this year was tampered with. It was corrupted. The voting wasn't correct because Ed Sheeran and Ariana Grande received more votes, but the Recording Academy's Board of Trustees fairly received a nomination over them. So she has made these accusations. She is now filing a lawsuit against the Academy. And yeah, there are a lot of accusations going around. Portnow and Katz have both publicly denied these claims of all the stuff they did at the dinner and the rape allegation. Obviously, they turned it all down. So yes, there's quite a lot going on here. I don't know anything about music. I don't even know Ed Sheeran or Ariana Grande. I've heard of them, but I don't know what song would have got them Song of the Year. Like, I don't know anything about this, but apparently there's a lot of issues going on, and it sounds a lot more serious than Oscars or something like that. Like, this seems like some big stuff that's been going on. So Alex, you know a lot more about music. Help me out here. Does any of this seem as big of a deal as it is to me?
I'd say compare this a little bit to just the Me Too movement that came out in the movie industry, I guess. This has very similar vibes to that. Obviously, it's on a little bit more of a lesser scale than when the Me Too movement kind of like shot out of nowhere. You know, overall, this is just, it's a weird story. It almost seems like the Academy did things to try and like force this girl to like resign her position. It almost seems like it, like they're trying to force her out without firing her, which, I mean, a lot about this is just really weird. There's a lot to process, a lot we don't know. Just to clarify, is tonight the Grammy Awards or just the nominations announced?
It's the Grammy Awards tonight.
Okay, so they are tonight.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the nominees are, to be honest.
Yeah, let's look at Song of the Year. Who's nominated if it's not Ed Sheeran or Ariana?
I don't even know if they had a song this year that would go in.
Oh, well, I don't know. But no, I agree. It does almost feel like they hired her as the CEO. Oh, we have a female CEO. See, now diversity is all well and good again, but they never really, it was more of like a front. It sounds like they never really planned on changing much of their format.
Right.
Which change is hard. I completely understand that you're kind of used to the same format, the same steps. So I get maybe jumping into the pool is hard, but you know, you got to slowly dip your toes in until you're in.
Mm-hmm. I wish that the Oscars had the same amount of nominees that the Grammys do.
How many nominees do the Grammys have?
Well, it looks like they're averaging about 8 nominees per category.
Yeah, 8 would be nice. I do think if the directors had 8... we for sure would have had Greta Gerwig, so I think that would have been really great.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree. I think 8's a good number. I like that, especially for directing and maybe even screenplays. I think those we could like bump up a few.
Mm-hmm. Definitely acting, definitely directing. I mean, the movies are already there.
But anyways, back to the Grammys. It doesn't even stop here. This was just news that was happening over the course of the week, but this morning I woke up and once again the drama has continued for the Grammys. Apparently last year there's a lot of drama. I don't know how it compares because we didn't do Pop Topic last year, but there's a lot going on with the Grammys today. And we have Sean Combs slamming the Record Academy for ignoring black artists.
P. Diddy.
So I don't even know who Sean Combs is, but I like this guy now. I think things he mentions in this speech is pretty good. Since the Grammy Awards aren't until tonight, he was honored with the 2020 Grammy Salute to Industry Icons Award last night during the pre-Grammy show.
Mm-hmm.
So even before the Grammys even started, we've already got a bunch of drama going on. Next week, we might come back to the Grammys if something crazy happens again.
Right.
But he uses his speech to, quote-unquote, address the elephant in the room. Here, I'll read one of the quotes I have here in an article. "Every year, y'all been killing us. We are artists. We are sensitive about our shit. For most of us, this is all we got. This is our only hope. Truth be told, hip-hop has never been respected by the Grammys. Black music has never been respected. by the Grammys. So he wants to create a quote-unquote revelation, according to his speech. He literally uses that word. And he says that this is a time for everyone in the artist industry to step up and try and do something about this. And he says he's going to get this done. He's here for the artists. Sign him up. He's kind of calling out the Academy here, and he kind of wants to see some change in the nominations, at least. So once again, I don't follow music. Have you noticed, Alex, you're looking at the list here. I don't even know what songs are hip-hop or what songs would classify in what category. Are you looking at the list here, and do you kind of notice that the quote-unquote hip-hop slash black music is being ignored?
Well, the thing about this is that they've got separate categories for rap performance, rap sung performance, rap song, rap album. So they have like a whole different group of categories for rap and hip hop music. But when you look at like the big nominees, like the big nominations on the list, not a whole lot. I mean, Lizzo's on there. So that's like a female rapper. You have a little bit of R&B. I don't know if you count Old Town Road, like a rap song, but that's got a few nominations. But, you know, overall, mainly white poppy tunes.
Right. No, that's fair.
So I think this year it's not horribly represented, but he makes a point. It's been an issue in the past. Have you heard of P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or an artist by that name?
I've heard You're My Daddy, but I don't know anything about P. Daddy.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyways, that's who Sean Combs is. He's well-known music producer from the early 2000s, but that's besides the point. Yeah. Your general award show controversy story, in my opinion.
Exactly. The story continues. Grammys are taking over the podcast here because the Recording Academy has come out and announced that they're now in the midst of a new diversity initiative due to the scandal. So due to being called out yesterday, last night they probably sat down and tried to quickly figure out a new system for this. And their plan is for within the next 90 days to have a dedicated diversity and inclusion officer. Annually, they'll be distributing the Women in Music organization and a few other programs to make sure that diversity is going to start being represented.
This could just be like a shot to the media just to make sure that, you know, they heard these allegations and they're saying they're going to do something about it. This could be something they're actually focused on.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It feels a lot like Dugan, who is just the front of, oh, we now have a female CEO, but are we really going to change things? It does feel like it's the same tune that they sung last year, but obviously I'm not going to judge them until I actually see some progress. So who knows? Maybe next year we'll be hearing that there's so much diversity going on and it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to hear that. I think it's great that we start acknowledging this kind of stuff. So hopefully that is the path they're going to start taking. I like to hear that they're doing changes. It's good to know that they've at least acknowledged what Sean called them out for, and hopefully they start changing things. So,
right.
You know, we'll take this out. Hopefully this is a learning lesson for everyone. Hopefully the Oscars takes note. I don't think what the Oscars are doing is as drastic, but I do think it would have been great if the Academy stepped forward and said, hey, we acknowledge that there's some stuff that we ignored for the director category or whatever it is. We're going to try and change things. They've already tried to change things. It's still in effect from a few years ago. So it's good that people are acknowledging some errors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move forward here. Let's just talk about this Lester story. It's really not even that trending. I just thought it was interesting for the future of this franchise, and that is Star Wars.
Right.
So one of the writers, Colin Trevorrow, hopefully I pronounced it right.
If you don't recognize that name, he directed the Jurassic World movie.
Which one?
First one.
Oh, Jurassic World. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was like, no, that was Steven Spielberg. Yeah, I was like, I know that. Okay, got you. Jurassic World. Oh, okay, the first one? Okay, yeah, that one was good. If it was the second one, I would have ignored this article.
Yeah.
All right. But yes, Colin Trevorrow, he has announced the Star Wars character that he would never kill. And I just thought this was interesting. I just saw it in the news. I thought, okay, hold on. Because if he won't kill it, I imagine everyone in the Star Wars bubble probably won't kill this character if we see a future trilogy, if we see anything in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of right to assume?
Sure.
Maybe not. But Alex, have you looked at the article yet or no?
I've clicked on it. I haven't read it yet.
Okay, perfect. I just want to have you maybe take a guess here. Who do you think would be the character that Colin would never want to kill in Star Wars? Which character, I would like to say, has plot armor for the future trilogy?
I like to think that this is some sort of like big joke and it's a ridiculous character that he said and that's why it's news. I'm going to say Jar Jar.
That would have been fun. I would have liked to think that the next trilogy, Jar Jar is a lead and you keep hoping he dies. Every time like a laser hits him, all of a sudden he's like, huh, me got you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the character that he never wants to die will be R2-D2.
Oh. Well, I mean, that he's a robot, so I mean, as long as he's well-maintained, he probably doesn't die.
I kind of thought it was kind of a fake-out. I was kind of thinking, really?
Like, that's such a safe answer.
How does R2-D2 even die? Like, they would have to do a lot to go out of their way and kill R2-D2.
Like, that is such a safe answer. Wow. I'm disappointed. I was expecting better.
Yeah, I was kind of wanted to see if it would have been something ridiculous. I like the Jar Jar answer. I was also just thinking, like, I don't know, something annoying like Poe or Rose, the one that everyone seems to hate. I would have loved if he was like, yeah, we're never going to kill Rose. She's crucial to this franchise.
Yeah.
But no, R2-D2, and I completely agree with it. According to him, it's one of the franchise's main protagonists since 1977's A New Hope, so they will never want to kill that character.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess that's good. I never really expected him to die, but you're good to go. If you're going to be watching Star Wars and it looks like he's about to die, just keep that in the back of your head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about one more story here before I got pushed off to you. Really, another small one before we get to the big stuff. I'm trying to, you know, cheer people up because it's going to get sad here soon.
Yeah. And
that is a karaoke hoax. So James Corden obviously does the carpool karaoke. You may have seen this on his show. It's kind of a fun little popular thing where he picks up some well-known person and, oh, look, they're singing karaoke in a car. They're like us. They're famous people, but they also sing in cars. So they're kind of like us, guys. You know, it's to make them seem like they're normal, even though they make millions of dollars. So this went viral because someone made a tweet of they recorded the vehicle he was in with Justin Bieber in the car doing the carpool karaoke, and he wasn't actually driving it. If you scroll down to the tweet on the article, it's being towed by another vehicle as they're recording for the carpool karaoke. And I didn't really want to address this at first because I don't like music. I didn't think this was news. But I've seen this posted by a few of my friends on Facebook. I've seen this on the news articles multiple times over the last week. So I guess this is something people are mind blown about. I don't know about you, Alex, but I just assumed that this car was being towed by another car. I did not actually think he was driving while they were doing karaoke every single time. That just seemed dangerous to have James Corden do that.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even really care to think about it. But at the same time, this story pops out, and I kind of, like, I look at people like, why are you reacting to this? This is safe. You're supposedly driving around a busy city like Los Angeles, singing carpool karaoke, and just, like, clapping and dancing and waving your hands around. If that was actually happening, that's fucking dangerous.
Yeah. Like,
come on.
I think this would have been bigger news if we found out he was actually driving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's much bigger news. That would be kind of nerve-wracking. I don't think this is really a big deal. This is what I expected. I don't even see this as news because I assumed, as soon as I heard of it, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he's not actually driving it. He's just singing music in a studio that moves around in the city, basically. Like, that's the point of this premise. Yeah, and I feel like if he was actually driving, this would have been news a long time ago of, oh my gosh, look at this. He's doing something dangerous for his show. This is not professional. I think this would have been caught on a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people are freaking out because they now have footage of this being a fake driving, I guess. I don't know. Maybe because it kind of like took them out of the moment. But I don't know. It seems pretty crazy to me. Yes, if you ever watch the show now, if we ruined the experience because we made you realize that he's not actually driving it, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're upset that you realized he doesn't actually drive it, let's talk about some later news. Alex, what is going on with sports?
I haven't decided if I'm going to touch on the kind of darker news or the lighter news first.
I think let's rip the Band-Aid off. This is the biggest news in sports, and as of today, the biggest news of the week. I think it even beats the Grammy scandal. Might be recency bias, but this definitely is one that was just huge the second I woke up. So let's just rip it off. Let's address something that we all know about.
Yeah. Yeah, this came to shock to me too. Like I got off like night shifts, and you know, I sleep during the day when I'm on night. So it's about 1:30 p.m. I wake up and like immediately, like I'm talking with my roommate. We're getting our cable box replaced tomorrow. So he's telling me about how I should watch some recorded programs before they come and replace the box. And he's like, oh, by the way, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. And I was like, what? I thought he was playing some sort of sick joke. So then I actually picked up my phone and looked at my phone. And I'm like, oh, my God. If you don't really know who Kobe Bryant is, he's one of the best players to ever play basketball. He's a pop culture reference, a pop culture icon, really. Like one of the few kind of like sports figures that has like trended into pop culture. I mean, you grow up as a kid and you see people shooting paper balls into trash cans yelling Kobe. Like this is not just your average, ordinary someone dying. This was something like from sports that touched just about everybody. Like you said, you don't really follow sports at all. And you understand this is like the biggest news of the week. And we're honestly, it's like pure luck that we're recording on a Sunday. So early this morning, Kobe, and it was recently announced, as well as his daughter and three other people, were on a helicopter going to one of his daughter's basketball games, and the helicopter crashed, and unfortunately it killed everybody on board. And so there's been just an outpouring of obviously condolences and just pure shock. 41 years old, just recently retired, was eligible for the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time this year. And yeah, just pure shock amongst basically the entire world, because this goes a little bit bigger than just sports. I mean, obviously, I want to hear your reaction about this, but yeah, this is just not sports. It's a huge pop culture icon.
Yeah, I don't want to brag or anything, but I definitely threw a couple crumbled up paper balls into a trash bag and yelled Kobe. Not one to flex or anything. I even know who Kobe is. I'm aware of his presence in sports. I don't really know what team he was on or anything, but I knew he was a really well-known basketball player, which for me, that's pretty good. I've heard of sports players. I don't tend to know what sport they play, so Kobe is that high up in my knowledge to even know that. And yeah, he's just a big presence. Even when I heard his name, I went, oh my gosh, Kobe? Like, that's a big person. That's, I don't know. That's like the Leonardo DiCaprio of film. He's just a big guy. And
yeah, you're not far off.
In that field. That's a really good person. Thank you. I prepared for that. No, I'm kidding. I just thought of it on the spot. Yeah, this definitely is the biggest news. I even woke up. And how I heard about it was I woke up and I could hear my girlfriend and roommate in the kitchen talking about Kobe dying and them even commenting, yeah, well, this is pretty much big news to everyone in the world but Quentin, because he doesn't give a shit about sports. And I was laying in my bed and I was like, wow, that was really rude. I know who Kobe is, but they're right. I don't really know that much. But still, that hurts. I wish I cared more. So this is my condolences. This is a crazy story, and it's crazy how it just happened in such an innocent way. I don't know. I feel kind of bad that that's how he left so early, and yeah, he had so much life ahead of him.
Obviously, it's condolences to everybody involved with the car accident, but yeah, like, shocking news to, like, like I said, it's weird that we're recording on a Sunday, and this happened on a Sunday. We wouldn't normally be reporting this until like next week.
Yeah, the timing is very interesting, since we normally record Thursday or Friday for the Monday podcast, and we decided to push it back because we were recording the big podcast coming out in a week and a half. So we pushed this back until Sunday so I can edit it last minute to release it on Monday. And the two big stories, the Grammy scandal and this, both took place Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting how the one week we kind of push it back, that ends up being the week where there really was no news until Saturday.
Right. But yeah, so we're going to try and move on from this story. I'm going to save, I think, what's going to be your favorite little story for last.
Perfect.
So we're going to go to an Antonio Brown update.
Hold on. You don't think this is going to be my favorite story?
No, I think you'll like the other one.
All right. I better.
All right. So Antonio Brown this past week made the news again. Are we really surprised? So basically, Antonio Brown turned himself into to jail earlier this week for one count of burglary with battery and one count of burglary, holy shit, with an unoccupied conveyance and one criminal mischief charge less than $1,000. And basically, he managed to receive these charges because they had a moving company deliver goods to him from California. But Brown at first refused to pay the $4,000 he owed for the delivery. So when the vehicle went to drive off, Brown threw a rock at the truck.
Wait, yeah. He threw a rock? Did he run out of bags of dicks?
He ran out of bags of dicks, so he threw a rock. So he did pay the $4,000, but then Brown refused to pay the additional $850 for the damages from the rock throw, as well as the money for bringing the truck back after it left. So then Brown decides in an argument to physically grab the man, tearing his shirt and left marks and abrasions. So this is what caused the arrest. This is what caused the warrant for his arrest. And that's why, well, he's not in jail anymore. He got released on bail. And now he has to wear a GPS monitor everywhere he goes. He has to surrender his passport. And he's been told to stay off social media, which really didn't work because as soon as he gets out of the court, like out of the jailhouse, he runs to a car that he's been picked up and he's immediately on social media again.
And then what did he do? Did he like tweet, YOLO, you only live once?
No, he was just on on an Instagram live video from the person that picked him up, I believe. So we'll see how this goes from here, but it's pretty safe to say he doesn't have an NBA career for much longer, or an NFL career for much longer.
I don't want him to have an NFL career. These stories are way better than what the NFL is providing. I love the bag of dicks. I love the rock throw and his hashtag YOLO tweets, which obviously he didn't send.
Yeah, I bet you love the bag of dicks.
Oh, all day. Yeah, if Antonio Brown wants to throw a bag of dicks at me, holla. Obviously, I now live across the border and he doesn't have a passport, so I will travel down to visit him from now on. You know, me and Antonio Brown, we go way back, so we tend to visit each other. He likes to come up in Canada a lot. We like to hang out and have some brewskis, but since he lost his passport, I will now step up and go down and visit him from now on.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, that's the big AB update. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more to come.
Can't wait.
So do you remember who Jordan Binnington is?
He sounds like... All right, let me try and go through my Rolodex of sports people. Did he win the annual biscuits and tea competition?
No.
He just sounded very British, so I imagine that would be the sport he was in. All right, well, what did Binnington do?
Okay, so basically, this is kind of like a follow-up to an older story we reported on. So Jordan Binnington, he's a goaltender for the St. Louis Blues. This is during an event called the Save Streak, where basically goalies try to build up the longest save count that they can. Anyways, with that set up, please click on the video.
This is great. So Justin Bieber isn't actually playing, but someone's representing him.
Someone put on a Justin Bieber mask. If you don't remember, this kind of relates to the story where Jordan Binnington was challenged by Justin Bieber to a shootout contest. Justin Bieber requested 10 shots against Jordan Binnington for a charitable donation.
So is he now backing out? Is my boy Bieber backing out?
No, from what I understand from sports commentators during this event, it will happen. It's just a matter of getting both of their schedules aligned because they're both busy people.
Okay, whew, good. You got me a little nervous there.
Yeah, but this is just a funny play on that kind of viral story that happened where, for people that aren't obviously watching the video or haven't seen the video, one of the all-star players that is going to shoot on Binnington, he pulls a Justin Bieber mask out of his jersey, puts it on, and attempts to take the shot with the mask on in reference to this little tweet battle that they've been getting into where Justin Bieber challenged him for 10 shots on him. And if he scored a goal, Binnington would have to donate money to charity.
Yeah, so Thomas, who has no connection to the story at all, saw that it went viral, and he took the opportunity to make himself go viral with this stunt, and I think that's brilliant. People should start doing this. People should look at a viral story and just jump on board and start piggybacking it. They don't need any original idea. They just need to kind of steal the idea and use it as their own. Thomas is now the face of this story. The Binnington who? Bieber who? Thomas, this is brilliant. He has now taken this by storm. He's now the face of Bieber, literally. I think this is great. Honestly, I'm starting to think, how come people haven't been doing this before? Like Celebrity Big Brother. Let's say Big Brother, obviously they don't have the budget to get someone like Justin Bieber or Lizzo or Leonardo DiCaprio. But obviously you want those people in the game. So they should just have some nobodies wear a Justin Bieber mask or a Lizzo mask and go into Celebrity Big Brother and just pretend to be them.
Well, okay, we just had that game show on Netflix called The Circle. How funny would it be if someone were to be a catfish as a famous celebrity, but then it turns out it's the real famous celebrity?
Yeah, but I really want to see people wear masks of all these guys.
You just want people wearing masks.
Yeah, I like this is like the Masked Singer, but a reality show for it. So that's what I want. Or like the opposite of the Masked Singer, where it is a non-famous person wearing a famous person's face. Or, you know what, I'm cool with the other way around. I'd like to see Leonardo DiCaprio wearing an Alexander Welling mask.
Oh, God.
And he's just pretending he's not Leonardo DiCaprio. I think that'd be great. We should start seeing this in shows more often. People like masks. I don't know. They're fun. Halloween's a fun holiday. Thomas is hot right now with the Bieber mask. Yeah, yeah. Let's have another Netflix original. We got The Circle. That's a social media show. That's all fine and dandy. But we need The Masked Voter. That could be the name of the show. I don't know. That's just top of the head. We need some kind of show where we got some nobody with the Leonardo mask on, and then we also have Leonardo DiCaprio with an Alexander Welling mask on, and he's like, wait a second, that's not me. I'm me. I need stuff like that.
I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, how is Thomas even able to see out of that mask? I mean, the eye holes didn't exactly look that big.
Oh, no, it's impressive. Yeah, the eye holes weren't huge. They were just the size of his normal eyeballs. And Justin, you know, Bieber's not known for big eyes. He's known for big something else. But yeah, no, I'm shocked too that he was able to really even see the puck. So good on Thomas.
His big maple tree.
It is his big mask for when he goes on the Masked Voter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's going to play as Tom Cruise.
Thomas Cruise. Oh my God, you're spiraling now.
That's what I want to see next. Netflix, make that original happen this year.
Well, there you go, Netflix. You have your request, and I am out of sports stories.
Perfect. Well, that is it for this week. You can follow us at poptopic_pod, and you can, you know, just follow us on iTunes. We are going to be releasing the big podcast that we've been working for so long on. where we rank 65 films of 2019 coming out in, I want to say, a week, maybe a week and a half, roughly around there. It's a lot of editing. I still got another 3.5 hours left to edit, so it's going to be a lot.
We're still filming the last little bit of it on Monday, and just be ready for this, guys. It's going to be crazy. It is heated.
Yeah, it definitely gets heated. I've been editing some of it, and we definitely don't hold back at moments. Maybe that's why it's so long. We start getting into some fights over films. We're very passionate about our films. Make sure you guys follow that. And I am Quentin, and you might not see me out on the streets because I'm going to be wearing a Antonio Brown mask.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a play on this one. I'm Alex, and you can catch me on my new hit show, Motorcycle Lip Sync, where we have lip sync battles on motorcycles.
All right, interesting. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.